Now let me read verse 3 here, the second bowl. And the second poured out his bowl into the sea, and it became blood as of a dead man, and every living soul died, even the things in the sea. Now, this plague is more severe than the second trumpet. I told you we've come out of the worst of all. When the second trumpet was blown, only one-third of the sea became blood. Now, here it's the total sea, and the blood is as of a dead man. Now, blood's the token of life. Scripture says the life of the flesh is in the blood, and the sea's a great reservoir of life. It's teeming with life, and the salty water is a cathartic for the filth of the earth. However, in this plague, blood is the token of death, and the sea becomes a grave of death instead of a womb of life. The cool sea breezes become a stench from the carcasses floating on the surface of the water. That's now bloody and lining the shore. Commerce is paralyzed. Human beings die like flies. The first plague in Egypt, you remember, was the turning of the waters of the Nile into blood. Striking similarity here. I wonder if we realize today how much we're dependent on God. The light company, the gas company, and the water company all send me bills. But where did they get the light? And the gas and the water? Well, it's quite obvious that they had something to do in getting it to us. But God is the one who created light and the gas and the water also. But has God ever sent you a bill for sunshine, for the water you drink and the air you breathe? Have you paid him? And he's not sent his bill, and you'd not be able to pay it if he did. God, who has been so gracious to a Christ-rejecting world, will at last judge all the earth. The angels pour out the bowls in the day of God's wrath.